can schools and museums team up to give students agency and deepen their engagement with history? The Sandy Spring Museum in Montgomery County and the Barnesville School of Arts and Sciences recently collaborated for a student exhibit entitled Honoring Our Past, Celebrating the Future. The museum's marketing director, Lauren Pierce, and the school's art teacher, Sarah Ergel, tell us more.
We gather community to build a sense of place and belonging. At Sandy Spring Museum, we support community-driven cultural arts and educational programs. In recent years, the museum has evolved from a traditional history museum into a dynamic, participatory cultural arts and humanities community center. So when we started talking about a partnership with Barnesville School of Arts and Sciences to celebrate its 50th anniversary, we knew the classic docent-led guided tour experience no longer aligned with our mission. We worked closely with the school's faculty to create a program for their middle school students that was both engaging and empowering.
This partnership with Sandy Spring Museum melds beautifully with Barnesville School's emphasis on cross-curricular education. The experience was designed to have students explore how artists can be inspired by history. As the school's art teacher, I follow a progressive educational philosophy called Teaching for Artistic Behavior, whereby every student is viewed as an artist, and the art room, their shared studio. Students develop skills common to all artists, yet design and produce artwork that is completely their own. The museum's own progressive vision and diverse collection proved an ideal laboratory to explore this concept of history as artistic inspiration.
We took down the proverbial velvet ropes and opened the doors to collection storage to allow students an up-close experience with the artifacts. The students visited the museum in November, where they learned how to safely handle museum objects. We entrusted the students to carefully interact directly with historical collections and provided them with the tools to do this. This empowered them to connect with material culture in ways that were largely inaccessible to them before. We believe that by making the museum experience multidimensional and multisensory, students can transition from passive consumers of information to active agents of historical interpretation. Students examined biographically grouped artifacts assembled around four key historical figures from the area: 1920s Major League Baseball legend and lifetime Sandy Springer Jack Bentley, store owner, postmaster, and bank founder Albin Gilpin Thomas, 19th century shingle maker, landowner, and freeborn African-American Remus Hill, and suffragist Mary Bentley Thomas. Students also explored a permanent historic installation and a temporary artisan's exhibit. During the visit, students demonstrated an observable intensity and interest when examining the objects relating to suffrage and slavery. These objects included original letters penned by Susan B. Anthony, manumission papers releasing enslaved individuals from bondage, and photography of both figures. By contrast, interactions with objects representing baseball player Jack Bentley and businessman Albin Thomas naturally elicited different reactions. Students appeared animated, delighting in the finer details and direct connections, such as clothing materials and graphic design features. They enthusiastically noted direct comparisons between historic and contemporary culture embodied in the objects.
We planned the interaction so that students experienced a balance of both structured and unstructured engagement. They were invited to create artwork inspired by either the items from the collection specifically or the general field trip experience. The range of resulting artwork is equally divided between directly referencing the museum's collection, like a mixed media piece that speaks to women's suffrage, to tangentially relating to the physical space the museum inhabits, such as paintings inspired by the museum's rustic grounds. The artwork, alongside many of the inspirational museum objects, is currently on display at Sandy Spring Museum in an exhibition titled Honoring Our Past, Celebrating the Future. The diversity of work in the exhibition embodies new perspectives on the people, places, and things of the community's history. Authentic art-making experiences play an essential role in developing these perspectives and children's relationships to the past. Through creating, students are empowered to look critically at the past and present and to visualize the kind of future that will belong to our youngest members of society.
The Sandy Spring Museum is hosting a free closing reception on February 2nd at 4 p.m. The exhibit officially closes on February 3rd. Learn more at sandyspringmuseum.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.